Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truth About Trucking, live, hosted by Alan Smith, a 30-year OTR veteran, business entrepreneur, and motor carrier transportation consultant, specializing in assisting students and new drivers, and pushing forward to raise the standards of the trucking industry. And now, live from beautiful Citrus County, Florida, here's your host, Alan Smith.
Welcome back to Truth About Trucking Live, the premier trucking talk radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we are live from Citrus County, Florida. And it is Wednesday, August 18th, 2010. I'm Alan Smith. And we have a different kind of show for you this evening. Taking a turn from our usual format where we discuss the heavier side of trucking issues. This evening, we're going to have a little fun along the way, but it's going to be kind of a fast-paced show. We want to get all our guests and all our callers in. No doubt you have heard about the new music CD, When the Big Rigs Don't Roll, with new and original songs about truckers and the industry. Actually, the first music CD produced specifically for the trucking industry really since the 1970s. Well, this evening, we'll be giving away CDs to our callers who can answer the questions that we'll be presenting, and we'll take the callers in the order that they come, and if you're the first to answer it, we'll be more than happy to send you a free When the Big Rigs Don't Roll music CD. Our special guests this evening have quite a few of them, songwriters David Ayers and Barry Allen of Allen and Ayers Productions. And Barry Allen is a well-known songwriter, publisher, and song plugger in Nashville, Tennessee. And he is a member of the CMA, BMI, and the Nashville Songwriters Association International. And he regularly volunteers at the NSAI, which offers training and education to up-and-coming aspiring songwriters. And they also advocate for the interest of songwriting professionals in Washington, D.C. And David Ayers has won numerous songwriting awards through the Georgia Music Industry Association, and he has served on the executive board of the GMIA and has worked with beginning songwriters at the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. And he is a member of ASCAP and the NSAI as well. And he is a very well-known songwriter and has developed a reputation for being the country Christmas specialist throughout the entire Metro Atlanta area. And also joining us this evening is Richie Acosta of EastCoastLargeCars.com, whose Big Rig is the cover of the new CD. And also we're very happy to have with us Hope Rivenberg, whose husband Jason was the inspiration for the song Say a Prayer for Jason. And they all will be with us this evening on Truth About Trucking Live as we discuss the official release of this new trucking music CD, When the Big Rigs Don't Roll. And although it is a CD release party, it's really much more than that. David Ayers and Barry Allen have taken a tragedy, and through the song, Say a Prayer for Jason, has in at least a small way, if at all possible, turned a tragedy into a blessing, and that blessing being to highlight and promote the need for more safe and secure parking for our nation's truck drivers through the plight of Jason's Law. And when we come back, David and Barry has a very special announcement for Hope this evening where you, the listener, can also play a big part. So David Ayers, Barry Allen, Richie Acosta, and Hope Rivenberg, our special guest, as we discuss the release of the CD and the inspiration which motivated its creation. All of this coming up just right here when we come back.
It ain't right, man, it sucks when the big old companies make $1 billion bucks.
on the backs of the working man driving trucks and cars. It takes 1,200 bucks to fill this rig while I'm stuffing the pockets of some big wig. He don't care if I've maxed out my credit card. The only trick I get for my truck is the jack and the price when I fill it up. It's like pumping my money down an endless hole. But what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? Tell me what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll. Don't need a college degree to figure out that they're ripping off me. They get a big tax break and all I get's the shaft. Insurance goes up if my credit is down. If I sink any lower, I'm gonna drown. And I ain't getting no help from a bureaucrat, no. The only trick I get for my truck is the jack and the price when I fill it up. It's like pumping my money down an endless hole. But what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? Tell me what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll. If mama hadn't taught me the golden rule, I'd tell those bigwigs what to do. With the nozzle on the pump where I get my gas. But I'm a good boy and I won't do that. Oh, the only trick I get for my truck is the jack and the price when I fill it up. It's like pumping my money down an endless hole. But what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? Tell me what they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll? What they gonna do when the big rigs don't roll?
Hey everybody, Alan Smith here with the Truth About Trucking Live on Blog Talk Radio. Have you been driving a big rig for a while now and considering starting your own business as an owner-operator? Well, Lone Mountain Truck Leasing offers the best lease purchase plan in the industry. With a small down payment and monthly payments around $1,000 or less, you make the monthly payment, and when the final payment is made, they hand over the title. It really is that simple. There is no big balloon payment at the end, and secondly, the truck is yours, not a lease plan under one truck and company. So if becoming an owner-operator is your goal, do it the right way. Do it the best way. Contact Lone Mountain Truck Leasing on the web at lonemountaintruck.com or give them a call toll-free at 866-512-5685. That's lonemountaintruck.com. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them on Truth About Trucking Live.
Okay, and we're back. Mics are all open, so let's welcome all of our guests here. I don't see Barry yet. I'm kind of waiting for Barry Allen to join us, but I don't see his number up here. But songwriter David Ayers, welcome to the show, David. How are you?
Fine, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's see, and we have Richie Acosta of EastCoastLargeCars.com. Welcome to the show, Richie.
How you doing, Alan? How's everything?
Oh, I'm doing great. Glad to have you here. And still looking for Barry here. I don't see his air. I've got an area code 931, but I'm not. That's not the area code I have for Barry. But and of course, Hope Rivenberg. Glad to have you back on, Hope. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Glad to have you here. And Donna, I know you're joining me, and you're going to help me get through this fast-paced 2 hours here.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get a hold of Barry on my cell phone.
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and try that. And And we're glad to have you all here. We'll be hearing from all of you individually, but let's just have it as an open mic for everyone, and everybody just feel free to jump in when you like, and we'll see how that works for all of us. But first, David, we're waiting for Barry here, but David, I know you have a special announcement for Hope that you wanted to put out here on the show.
You said, before I get that, you said you had a 931 number show up.
I did, and I don't have one now, but yeah, there was a 931. Could that have been him?
Yeah, that's Barry's home number.
Oh, okay. I have 615.
Land phone number.
Oh, okay. So 931. Okay. Well, when 931 pops up again, here he is. Let's get this guy on here. I'm playing tag with Barry Allen here. Barry Allen, another songwriter for this great music CD. Barry, welcome to the show. I had a different area code number for you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't get my phone to work.
No,
sorry about that.
That's okay. Glad to have you here. I was just getting to the point where I know you and David had a special announcement you wanted to tell Hope this evening.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let David deliver it.
Okay, go ahead, David.
All right, we wanted to do something special for Hope and her foundation and to get the word out there about Say a Prayer for Jason, which we hope everybody takes that song and gets the senators to listen to it where we can get the bill passed for Jason's law. And what we wanted to do, we wanted to have a telethon also that will run through, I believe, September 15th, and that's right before it's going to go to the Senate, when we want everybody to call in to the senators and Congress to get the bills passed through Congress. So what we wanted to do is we are going to donate $3 of the sale of all CDs up through the period of the telethon through September 15th to Hope's Foundation. And, you know, I hope that they can use that for, you know, a good purpose. And we appreciate all that Hope has done. She has really went through a lot since Jason's, was murdered up there. And we just felt like we needed to do something for Hope. And we hope that this helps in her cause. So,
I'm sure it will. And we've put up an easy way to find that. It's basically, we've called it the Big Rig CD Jason Law Fund. Now, do you have a place on your side as well, David and Barry?
I'll go ahead, David.
Barry handles the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just all the proceeds. I mean, we got that page set up that it's been set up for us by Alan and Donna. We got a special page set up. That should be released here shortly if it ain't already released. They can go through that or they can go through the website. It doesn't matter. It'd be easy for us if they went to that main page. There should be a page set up.
Okay, yeah. We
especially
have a page
for
set
this.
We have a page set up. You can go to askthetrucker.com, and at the very top of the page you'll see the buttons across there. And we have a button there that says Big Rigs Fund. And just click that button. That'll take you to the page, which will take you to the Big Rig CD Jason Law Fund, where you can purchase a CD. And for every purchase between now and September 15th, $3 will go into that fund to help Hope and her family and to help continue this push for Jason's law. And Hope, you're still out there fighting and working on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
I am.
I'm sorry.
No, David and Barry, thank you guys very much. That is extremely kind of you.
It's great, and we have it, like I said, we have it up there on askthetrucker.com. You'll see that button at the top that says Big Rigs Fund. That'll take you there. Donna, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, that sounds great. You know, I thought that was the easiest way. The way you did it was because, you know, it's an easy. Everybody knows Ask the Trucker, and it'll be the easiest way for people to access this. We've already gotten a ton of emails through Facebook and through our personal emails asking how can we order this CD. And I'm sending everybody to that link. Actually, when I respond, I just send the link to them. But for everybody listening to support this, you just go to Ask the Trucker and click that button. I just want to say one thing, that, you know, Hope has made numerous trips to Washington. She does all kinds of funds, and these things are all very expensive. And this is all for the cause of truck drivers. And I think we really need to look at that seriously. She also has a webpage that I encourage everybody to look at. You can either Google Jason's Law, Hope Rivenberg, but it's jhlrivenberg.com. Is that correct, Hope?
Yes, it is, Donna.
Okay. Yeah, I encourage everybody to look at that page to really get a feel for what's going on with that. So, okay.
Yeah, so that's a great thing. And David and Barry, that's a great thing you've done there, and I'm sure it will help. Richie of EastCoastLargeCars.com, welcome to the show again, Richie. Glad to have you here.
I want to say hi to everybody, and thank you for having me on. It's a great honor. I mean, you know, I can relate to a lot of this, and I had some representatives of Jason's Law at my East Coast Large Cars first annual show last year. They didn't contact me this year. And through my websites and my organization, I'll do whatever I can to get that link out there and post it on all my sites and get this
Thank
moving.
Thank you so much for that. You do a lot of fundraising. Isn't there a specific fundraiser you're doing that I heard about?
Yeah, I'm doing one for a little girl. It's my friend's daughter that developed leukemia. And that's coming up on the 25th. We helped out another girl last year. And of course, I would love to go out there and help everybody, but it's just people that have come to me and asked me, you know, since I run the shows, if I wanted to do something. And, of course, you know, I have two daughters myself, twin girls, and I would never, it doesn't matter if it's a boy, girl, whatever, you know, anybody that, for any special cause, you know, I would definitely jump in on it, even for something for Jason, you know. I have the people that follow me as far as the show circuit, and why not use it instead of just for a show with trophies for a special cause, you know, for something beyond that. And, you know, you can still have fun at the event. You can still have a great time, you know, and but have the proceeds or part of them, either proceeds, part of the vendors and all that contribute to whatever the cause is. And I think that's another thing that I wanted to bring up in the show is maybe doing something for this at my next show next year, more than just having a table there for Jason and you know, representing the cause, maybe having, you know, making the show part of it or something.
Yeah, that'd be really awesome. It's really awesome. As a matter of fact, Hope put out a message today on Facebook not too long ago, and she was saying her aunt, I believe it's Aunt Sandy,
yes,
was going. Is that correct, Hope? Was it your Aunt Sandy?
Yes, it is.
And she was in. This was really touching. She was having her leukemia treatments, and in between the session, she was telling people about Jason's Law.
Wow.
And I know that really. I mean, it really touched me, and I know it must have touched a lot of other people too. Because when you're that passionate about things, you know, that's what you do. It does it. You don't look at where you're at the time. All you can see is the need of others. And I hope you don't mind me, you know, saying that. I couldn't help it, Hope. I just had to share that with everybody listening tonight.
No, that's fine. she's pretty amazing. She's the one who started Jason's Law, you know. Now she got dealt the bad hand herself, and she's a very stubborn lady, so odds are in her favor.
Well, Hope, I understand. My understanding is when you first heard the song, I know Donna sent you a Say a Prayer for Jason, and you heard it for the first time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that was actually the first time you even knew anything about this project. Is that correct?
That is correct. I opened the email and it started playing, and I was blown away by it.
Wow, so it just caught
beautiful.
You totally by surprise.
Yes. it did. It completely did.
Well, so what did you think? What was your first impressions, and what went through your mind when you heard just that song playing there over the internet about Jason?
I was blown away that somebody would be that thoughtful to do that song, because it is such a beautiful song. I was taken back, and I truly love this song. I got to say that's one of most partial to.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. It's a great CD. And Barry, I know you were talking to Donna earlier, and I heard you say something that caught my ear, because I played around with music most of my life. I got my little guitar when I was like 8, 9 years old. I couldn't play the thing, but I pretended that I could. But you were telling Donna that this the main title of the CD, What They're Going to Do When the Big Rigs Don't Roll, actually became an anthem. And that in itself is no easy task.
No, I mean, actually, I played the song. The first person that really heard the song was the NSAI staff. And Bart Herbison, the executive director of NSAI, he heard it. And I can remember like it was just happened today, back in 2008. He took the song and he pulled out another CD and he said, I want you to hear this song. And that song was by John Cougar Mellencamp. I think it was Blood on the Scarecrow. Rain on. How's it go? Blood on the Scarecrow or something. Or anyways, it was a song that launched Farm Aid. And I'm thinking, dang. And he said, you know what I mean? He said, this song here is an anthem. He said, only like 75 songs in the history of just all types of songs has ever become anthems.
Wow. I bet that.
I think it's Rain on the Scarecrow, Blood on the Plow. That's what it's called. And he compared it to that song, and I was so amazed, you know, because I was really an unexperienced songwriter at the time. I was just really getting started in the music business myself, and I was like, man, you know,
yeah.
We wrote something like that comparative to a talent like him, you know.
Yeah, really. Well, that's just awesome. Hey, Donna, let's throw out our first question for our contest. So one of our listeners can win a free CD.
Okay. Well, first I'm gonna. Well, they're all on the phone or they're listening on their computer. The number here is 347-826-9170. And let's see. I've got a whole list of them here. I'm trying to get one. Okay. Who is the New York congressman who first introduced Jason's Law into the House? The New York congressman.
Okay, and we'll take your phone calls as they come, and you answer that question, you get a free CD. David, I wanted to ask you real quick, how did you, and let's see, you're in Tennessee, no, you're in Georgia, Barry's in Tennessee. How did you and Barry and John Johnson, the voice behind the songs, how did y'all meet and team up?
Well, I'm a songwriter out of I live out of the metro Atlanta, and John does my studio work whenever I go to the studio and write songs, and John does the studio work and the vocals. So I was in Nashville for NSAI. They were having some sort of a project or meeting, and I was up there. And while I was up there, they have a little meeting room, and I go in there, and there's this big old blonde-headed guy sitting there with a baseball cap on, just reared back in a chair. And I walked in, and he stuck his hand out and said, "Hey, I'm Barry Allen," you know. So, you know, we got to talking, and I said, well, I've got a CD if you want to hear it, you know. And he said, well, yeah, give it to me. So he didn't listen to it then. And anyway, we concluded business after a couple of days. Me and him got to be kind of buddies. And Barry, I can say one thing. Barry never meets a stranger, I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
You, yeah, you walk in there and Barry's right there at you and greeting you and got a great personality. So later on he calls me and he said, hey, man, I like some of them songs on that CD. And, you know, we got talking, and Barry is a song plugger up there in Nashville. And what a song plugger does is he takes songs into the producers of the record labels, people that are working in Nashville. And hopefully they'll listen to some songs, and if they like them, you know, maybe you get something out of it, or they give you a call and at least listen to it. But, you know, Barry, I guess after that, you know, that's kind of how we met and worked up a friendship. I'll let him kind of tell you how we did the big rig. That was right after that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when I leave out of here from where I live and I go towards the interstate, there's a big pilot sign. And it's got a digital, you know, it's the gas prices, you know, it's a gun-leaded gasoline, it's got diesel fuel. You know, back in 2008, man, I'm going down there and I see that diesel fuel get higher than gasoline. And I'm like, man, yeah. I've never seen diesel fuel higher than gasoline. You know, that just kind of got me. You know, every day I went by, there, it was getting up a little higher, you know. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? You know, what's happening? So I get on the internet and start doing some research. You know, I start looking at all kinds of websites. You know, trying to figure out. I mean, what's going on? I mean, surely I would think it got a lot of people's curiosity of why diesel fuel is higher than gasoline. It still is, but I got doing some research and actually came across one website that was pretty had a lot of information. A lot of the websites had the information, but it was kind of scrolled out to me. But this particular website and the person that actually had the website up, it was Dan Little. And he had a lot of information on his website, very, very quick. You know, I picked up on it real quick, and I said, man, you know, there's a lot of information here. And I don't remember how I got his phone number. I might have got it through called 411 and looked him up, but I called him. Actually, he's eating dinner, and when I called him, his mouth was, I think he had potatoes in his mouth, what he told me one time. And I called him up, and I said, man, I read your website, and I think it's pretty cool, and I'm a songwriter in Nashville. And I'd like to try to write a song about this. And he said, man, that'd be a great idea. We'd use all the help we could get like that. So so we did, and then like I contacted him back sometime later and said, hey, man, won't you listen to this song? And he liked it, and he wanted to put it on his website, his theme song. And I said, sure, go ahead. And he did, and that kind of launched it for us. He stayed in contact with me. I stayed in contact with him. But I'm getting kind of ahead of myself there. Me and David, when we first wrote the song, we met at one of the NSAI's biggest events. Now it's called Spring Training. And it's right in the middle of that, and I saw David out in the hall. I said, hey, David, come over here. And we walked. We was in the Maxwell House Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. We sat down in the hallway in two chairs, and I said, I got an idea I want to talk to you about. And I told him what my idea was. And we wrote pretty much the verse and the chorus right there in probably 15 minutes. We had it. It just connected. I mean, he understood where I was coming from, and that's a great thing when something like that happens.
Yeah, sure.
And then I think we probably had that song wrote and demoed. What was it, David, in less than 10 days?
Yeah. When I left, I was still working on some of the stuff. Got the bridge finished going back to Atlanta, and that was on, I think, a Sunday. And I called John on Monday. When John answered the phone, I said, man, I've got a song. We've got to do it right now. And he said, well, man, I'm in Disney World. So I said, well, whenever you get back, you know, we need to go in the studio right when you get back. So the next week he got back. We went in the studio on a Monday, finished the song that Monday, and then I got it right to Barry. And, I mean, it just took off.
It did.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It did. I mean, I know it just swept everything like wildfire. So that's really the song that just really got out there and took everything by storm, literally. Let me get this caller here. It might be a caller for the question. A caller from New York, area code 607. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I got that answer for you.
Oh, you think? Okay, let's hear it.
It's, if I could say his last name right, Paul Tonko.
Paul Tonko. Okay, that's it. You got it. So, listen, the way it works, what's your first name?
Jason.
No, your first name is Jason?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, Jason, the way it works is just send me an email at alan@truthabouttrucking.com, A-L-L-E-N, alan@truthabouttrucking.com, with your name and the last four digits of your phone number, because I'm writing it down and keeping track, and that's how we can verify that it's really you, and we'll get that CD out to you.
All right, I thank you very much.
And don't forget your address.
Okay, thank you. Is that Hope?
All right.
Yeah, she's there.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, Hope, when I heard about that with Jason, me and my family felt it hard because we're both from New York and we live right in Oneonta, so we're not too far from you.
Oh, wow. No, you're not. Not at all. Thank you.
But our prayers are with you, so we hope you and your family and your kids are doing good and hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Jason, and shoot me that email and your address and last four digits of your number. We'll verify it, and you will get a CD compliments of Barry Allen and David Ayers. And Richie, I want to bring you in here real quick, too, because I know you're in New Jersey. Is that right? Richie?
Hello?
Yeah, Richie?
Sorry about that. Yeah,
oh,
I'm in
okay.
New Jersey, yes. Yep.
Okay. How did a New Jersey guy hook up with two songwriters from Georgia and Tennessee?
They got in touch with me through Facebook, I believe, or they had emailed me, I don't remember, and they were asking me if I had any photographs of my truck, that if I was interested and if we could work something else. Once I heard, you know, what it was for, I was like, you could have anything you want, you know, I mean, any of my pictures, whether I took them, whether a photographer took them, you could use anything, you know, you can find on there. It's yours, you know, for the cause. I would never hesitate, you know. And it happened to be one of the pictures on the covers from a good friend of mine, Kim Ryerson, that also came out her own book a while back called 18. And she did that photo shoot with that picture. And I believe one of the other ones, which wasn't used, was Gabe Collazo's. And actually, the one in the rear cover and the other one in the CD is we didn't give him the credit, but it's all right. He's a great friend of mine. It's Clint Moore actually took those pictures. He's the guy that I built the truck with. These are like amateur photography pictures. He's actually a salesman at Kansas City Peterbilt, and he's the guy that I built my truck with about 6 years ago.
Oh, you built it?
Yeah, I ordered it. It's a brand-new Peterbilt from scratch. If anybody's interested, they might know the website. It's www.gotwheelbase.com. It was 350 factory wheelbase, and then, you know, I had it all planned out. It took about 8 months to put it together, strip it, and put it together the way I wanted from the start.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool. So, David and Barry, y'all came up with a good picture there for that CD. It's getting a lot of comments.
Yeah, I want to add something right there. How we found out about Richie was another website in Canada that's been supporting us for a long time, and I want to get this in here. It's Lifeline Truckers Logistics Service, and I think it's Logistics Service or Lifeline Truckers Canada. That's what sometimes I get them under. And it's Mark Holderman, and he's the one who put me in touch with Richie. That's
how I heard of him.
He just said that Richie's a good guy. He actually did a great compliment on him. He said he's let him use some pictures of his trucks in the past. And I actually contacted them. I said, we're looking for a great truck for our CD. We wanted something that was really cool. I mean, I should tell you. And we got it. There's no doubt about
that. Thank you.
We definitely got it. We got what we wanted. The only problem we had with Richie was he had so many trucks and so many pictures, and David couldn't decide which ones we wanted on the CD.
Well, I think he came up with a good one, don't you, Donna?
Oh, I think it's absolutely gorgeous. And matter of fact, it was, and this is almost unbelievable. David will verify this for you. I spoke to David, and I said to him, David, I have an image in my mind of a truck head-on with lights. And he said, I've got the picture, Donna. I've got it. And when I saw the picture, it was exactly what was in my mind. And then, you know, I went over to Richie's site and I was really impressed with it. If everybody just goes on Facebook, what is it, Richie East Coast Large Cars Acosta? Is that it?
No, my website is eastcoastlargecars.com. It's pretty much, it started out as a recreational, I hosted truck shows on there, like online truck shows, members' trucks, people posting pictures. It was a forum. And then it turned into an actual truck show, which I hold every year now. It's an annual truck show, which we had the second annual truck show in June. And then I have a bunch of other smaller sites, like one site dedicated to the truck itself. The GotWheelBase.com is all about the truck. And then I have now with Facebook, obviously Facebook has taken control over all websites. So, you know, you got to join it. So
yeah.
I pretty much put everything.
We had posted your show. I don't know if you know this. But we have the Trucker iPhone application,
okay.
And there's an event section on there that truckers can actually click on, and it tells them all the up-and-coming events. And we had posted your event on that application, and I wasn't sure if you did that or not. But, yeah, we had posted that back in April or May when we caught wind of it. We put it up there. So hopefully, you know, people noticed it on there. But, yeah, it's quite an impressive quite an impressive site.
Thank you. Yeah, we've done well. I mean, we had about 170 trucks the first year. This year, we had over 250 trucks, and we had a great show. And we did a 3-day show. It was a little bit too long. Probably going to go back to the 2-day show, Friday set up Saturday show next year. June 11th is the date. And like I said, including Hope, everybody, you guys are more than welcome. I'm offering you to do whatever you want at my show for Jason and for the law, whether it gets passed or not, whether we got to keep trying, whatever happens, you know, we're not going to give up on it. We're going to keep at it.
That's wonderful. God bless you.
It's stuff like this that's, you guys are doing it for us. I'm out on the road every day, and it's horrendous. Not for anything, not to put down the company drivers or anything, but I usually try to go. And I'm only like in a maybe 300 to 600 mile radius tops, or 700 mile radius, but I do sleep in my truck a lot, and I do try to make it to my delivery and sleep there. Most of the places are safe, but if I have to go and sleep at a service plaza or a truck stop, I can't sleep there because my truck sticks out so long. I don't want to get hit at night, and second of all, because I don't feel safe because of things that go on. And I've had my share of stuff. And when I started trucking in the 90s, I've been through some bad things. I've been held up, and it's not the best thing, you know. I mean, it's not the greatest thing. And it's incredible how the rest areas are. I run up 95 a lot through Connecticut, Massachusetts. There is not one parking spot. You can't even go in the car side to get a coffee in peace. It's incredible that they don't, you know, we're not getting the proper treatment, not even close. Of what is needed out there. And like I said, what you guys are doing, it reflects everything that I do. So we got to work together on it.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. And we've got to I'm going to go ahead and I've got to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and leave the mics open because, to be honest with you, it's too much work for me to turn it on and off. So we'll take a quick break, and if you have to sneeze, just be careful because you'll be heard. But we'll be back after this short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the various songs on this CD, the stories behind them, and we're also going to talk a little bit more with Hope about her plight with Jason's Law and everything that she's done on that.
And more free CDs.
Yeah, Donna, go ahead and throw out another question here for us. We want to give away these CDs. What's another question?
Okay, this is an easy one. So it's really going to be the first one who calls in. what's the name of Alan's blog?
Oh, this is you talk about easy stuff. I mean, we need to give a question like, when Alan's oldest son was 8 years old, what was the name of his first puppy, or something like that. But okay, all right, we'll go with that. Take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with our guest. Hang with us.
As an owner-operator, you understand the importance of saving every dollar wherever you can, and insurance is one of the biggest expenses a business owner can face. RigQuote.com works with over 50 of the top insurance carriers across the U.S. to bring you the best insurance coverage at the best price. If you're an owner-operator, small fleet owner, freight broker, freight forwarder, whatever your trucking business entails, RigQuote.com can save you money, and in today's economy, we all know how important that is. They also offer a wide selection of discounts that can even save you more of your hard-earned money. Discounts like having already been an owner-operator, business experience discount, a CDL discount, radius of operation discount, and they can even take care of your truck insurance filings. You can get a price quote in 5 minutes or less right from their website, rigquote.com, or give them a call toll-free at 888-701-1795, rigquote.com, making trucking insurance simplified. And be sure to tell them that Alan Smith sent you.
All right, and we're back. Let's grab a caller here. Well, they popped up real quick. Calling from Washington State, area code 206. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Is that me?
If you're area code 206, that's you.
Yep, that's me. The answer is ask the trucker.
Yeah, boy, wasn't that a tough question?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you really had to rack your brain for that one.
Yeah, after the first question, I didn't think I'd get anything right.
Well, no, we're glad to do it. Okay, ask the trucker. If you heard how it works, just shoot me an email at alan@truthabouttrucking.com with your name, address, and the last four digits of your phone number, because I've got it written down here, and we'll get that CD out to you.
Right on, Alan. Thank you, and thank you for all the work you're doing for us out here.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in. And, you know, if they forget to send us an email, Donna, we've got their phone number, so we'll call them anyway. How about that?
That sounds like a plan, Alan.
Okay, David Barry, listen, a lot of great songs on this CD. And, I mean, y'all mixed it up. You've got country. You've got bluegrass. You got a little rock going on in there and everything. Was that something that y'all just knew y'all were going to do from the very beginning, kind of mix it up? Or because I can imagine sometimes two artists working together, one guy wants it this way, one person wants it this way, but is this something that you guys just said knew from the very beginning, you're just going to mix it up with a little bit of different music style?
Well, I'll just say a quick note. I'll let David really answer his question, but I'll also say I went out to a lot of truck stops, and, you know, I just started, you know, once I got involved with the trucking, you know, the trucking song, When the Big Rigs Don't Roll, and then the price of the gas, I mean, fuel came down, and it kind of leveled out there for a while. And the song was still good. It was still a great song. It just wasn't a lot going on because fuel had dropped. But I kept going to the truck. Every once in a while when I was on the interstate, I'd stop, and I'd say, you know what? What do y'all like? And a lot of them really didn't really, the majority of truckers I talked to liked the traditional country. More of a traditional sound. They didn't really like the more pop sound of country. That's just their opinion, you know. So we tried to. I just kind of thought, you know, and I thought we'd worked off that kind of what we thought the trucker would like. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Kind of add what
yeah.
Barry said. The other thing we looked at is we wanted to that the songs a lot of them we wanted to address trucking issues. So, you know, we had the When the Big Rigs Don't Roll, the gas prices. We had Jason's Law. And then we also, said, well, let's write a song about Dak, you know, because that's an issue, too, for a lot of people. So with another songwriter, Jared Colby out of Nashville. We sat down one day and started writing that song. And another song that we thought about is, and it came to me that truckers, they don't get any respect. I mean, they're out on the road, and people pull in front of them and slow down or cut them short, and you can't stop 40,000 pounds of a truck like you can a car. Or they, cuss them and all these gestures they give them. And, I just said, hey, truckers don't get any respect. So, wrote a song on the respect for truckers, So, we tried to mix it up and give a lot of the songs kind of geared to the truckers. Another one we loaded in there was Gas Pump, Sock It To Me Blues. It's another song, kind of wrote that with not only the truckers, but it's everybody that goes to the gas pump. When speculators get involved in all this stuff, they jack that price up. And then we tried to pull a real funny song in there, Big John's Coming to Town. And then we wanted to throw something else in there. Got a song about In This Economy. And then we kind of throw the patriotic song in there about a Navy SEAL off of Liberty. And then we wanted to throw a bluegrass song in there. It was kind of gospel, and that's The Sun Always Shines. So we tried to mix it up and give a CD to not only the truckers, but something that everybody would like. We tried to make it a CD for everybody.
Right. Well, I think you did, right, Donna?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I have a copy here, and I just play it all the time, and I'm not, like, my favorite music actually is classic rock. I'm like a 70s person, and I guess I'm telling my age a little bit, but, oh well. And but when I heard, first of all, when I heard the Jason's Prayer song, I mean, I don't think I heard more than 15 seconds of it, and I was, like, blown away. Just like the same words Hope used, blown away. And just said, okay, this has got to be a top 40 hit. There's no way it can't be. And that comes from somebody, listening to rock their whole life, classic rock. And so it's a great CD. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but you guys are awesome. You really are.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, Hope, let's ask you on Jason's Law. I know you're still at it. I know you recently were in Washington, D.C. about a month or so ago, still going at it. Is there any update, anything you can tell us about what's going on with that?
It's still in committees. I know on September 15th we're trying to get everybody to call into the Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer's office, because Schumer's the sponsor of the bill and Gillibrand's a co-sponsor. And ask them what they're doing with the bill, if it's just sitting there, or what are their intentions with it, because I haven't heard very much on the senator side opposed to the House side. So it's
right.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I think it was Donna.
No, I just said right. I was just like, yeah, I heard that. I'm disagreeing with you. I saw the Danielle had started that post on Facebook, and we're going to really push it hard and heavy coming up in the next week or so on the September 15th national call-in, and we'll have all the numbers to call in, just like we did with the June 28th call-in. That was a big success. And hopefully we'll have the same organizations, as everyone knows who's listening. All the big organizations support Jason's Law. There's the ATA, the Teamsters, OIDA, OOU, blogs, truckers, drivers. There is no reason that this law should not, that this bill should not be passed into law. So, yeah, that September 15th day, we're really going to be putting it out there for everybody. And I know Richie, he'll be pushing it, and everybody else who has been previously supporting Jason's Law, I'm sure they're all going to be pushing it too. So everybody who's listening here, just know that you got to get ready and start posting on your website.
Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
I don't know what that was. All right, and Donna, we have the office numbers to call?
Well, we'll have them all. You mean for the September 15th calling?
Uh-huh. You're going to do that later?
Yeah, that's already that's on the Facebook page. It's on an events page, and we're going to have that all posted. I don't know if Hope has those in front of her right now, but you know, we will have all that information out there on the Ask the Trucker blog. I mean, I can actually, you know, go look it up now, and then, you know, we can announce it later since this is going to be archived, and it would be good to have those numbers out there for the 15th. I just wanted to squeeze one more question in, Alan, and give people a little time to call in for the free CD, if that would be okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Jason's Law was designated an HR number. House resolution number. What is that number? Okay.
Okay. What's the HR number for the Jason's Law bill? And I have those numbers here. Now, this Gillibrand, is he a congressman, senator, or what? Donna? What is he, congressman? Congressman? Okay. Congressman Gillibrand's senator? Okay. Hope? Do you know Gillibrand is congressman or senator? Anybody hear me?
I can
hang up. Oh, okay.
I can hear you.
Hope, are you there? Oh, wait a second. Oh, let me get this back up here. Hope, I bet you're there now.
I am.
Okay, is this Gillibrand? Is he a senator?
She is. She is a senator.
Okay. I have the numbers here. Senator Gillibrand's office number is 202-224-4451, and Senator Chuck Schumer's office is 202-224-6542. And just call them and ask them where the bill stands and what they are going to do to get them moving along, and if they have any plans to get them up for the vote soon, and remind them that these bills are extremely important for everyone's safety, and because it seems like they have forgotten about the bills, unlike Congressman Tonko and Hope, who keeps fighting for the Jason's Law. So that's their phone numbers, and we can get this September 15th call-in day started early and tell them you support Jason's Law and want it passed out there. So that's what we're going to do and keep doing. And Richie, it's kind of like you said. I mean, if it gets passed or if it doesn't, I mean, it's at least it won't be like, you know, we didn't try.
Yeah, I mean, this is an ongoing, you know, it bothers me that some people, a lot of people don't even know anything about this deal. They've heard of Jason's Law. A lot of people have heard, but they don't even know the story behind it. I don't know. It's not. I'm going to do more than I probably should have in the past to get that out there. The information of what exactly happened, what this is all about, and you know, not just the name, just put everything together for all the people that I know and stuff. Because you know, it's a shame. And once people, you know, hear what this is all about and the whole story behind it, I mean, it's obviously, you know, I don't think a lot of the public and even people in the trucking are aware of exactly what it is and what's going on and what Hope is trying to do here. And that's just a shame. And like I said, this is an ongoing thing. It's got nothing to do with dates. There's no deadlines here. If it gets passed or if it doesn't, it's an ongoing movement until it does get passed. And that's the bottom line.
Exactly.
Something's going to get done.
Yes. And you know, a lot of people, you'll hear, you know, some negativity out there about it, and I just refuse to listen to it. And you just you know, you just got to believe that yes, it will be passed, and that's what you have to do. And if you look at it that way, you do everything yourself to make sure it is. I was telling Barry earlier today, I became very passionate again when I was talking to him, and I remembered when I was a kid, that I was a New York Mets fan because I'm originally from New York. And in the 70s, they had a pitcher, Tug McGraw. And actually, he's the father of the country singer Tim McGraw. But he was the pitcher for the Mets. The Mets were in last place, and they were 13 games behind. And I mean, it was a disaster. Nobody believed anything. And this guy had such passion and faith that they could do it. Well, they ended up winning the pennant and the World Series when all odds were totally against them. And, Richie, I don't know, you're probably way too young to remember that, but you've probably heard about it, right?
Yeah, I definitely.
Okay. So that's just the kind of faith I think, you know, people have to have with this. You know, just do it as though it's happening.
Absolutely. And Hope, what do you what were some of the challenges you faced in the beginning when the bill was first introduced?
To try to get support behind it, to make people aware that this bill did exist. Almost the same challenges that we're still facing. As Richie said, people aren't aware of exactly what it is for.
Well, did I know at last count, how many sponsors does the bill have now?
43.
43. And do you have any plans going back to Washington, D.C., or what's up with all that?
I am waiting to see what's going on, and I may go back to Washington for September 15th.
Oh, okay, on the call-in day.
Yes.
All right. Well, that makes sense to me, Donna, right?
Yeah, I'd like to go up there with you, Hope.
Okay,
I do too.
I'll email you, and we'll get all the information together.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great. And David and Barry, I know you guys are y'all are going to be at the Great American Truck Show in Dallas, right?
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be there Friday and Saturday. And while we're talking about that, I want to apologize. John Johnson couldn't be on the show tonight. He's also a minister, and he couldn't get away from the church tonight. And we kind of give him short notice on this thing.
Right,
but,
right. That's understandable.
Or, you know, he would have been here if he could work things out. But John will be performing at the show Friday night. So, you know, we like to invite everybody out there. They're going to have a big show in the parking lot. And the way I understand it, all the drivers that's going to be there, they all show up at this show. So, you know, it'll,
and what
it'll
date,
be a,
what date is that?
You had to ask me. I believe it's the 27th and 28th.
Okay. So Friday the 27th.
Friday the 27th, right.
And John Johnson will be there performing the performing all these songs, huh? That's pretty cool. I just like the passion and the emotion he puts in these songs. I'm gonna wrestle that guy down and get him on the show one of these days.
Well, John puts his heart into it. I mean, if you listen to the CD, you can tell he's passionate when he's singing the song. And
oh, yeah.
He puts his heart into it. He's a real good and caring person. You know, when I explained the story to him, you know, he just, you know, he was real emotional about it. You can tell when John sings the songs, he's putting his heart into it. And
yeah.
I appreciate what he does.
Oh,
John is a very talented person.
He just does a great job, and what he does in that recording studio is just next to a miracle, I believe. So just does a fantastic job. Hey, caller from Minnesota, area code 320. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I believe it would be HR 2156, I think, was the number.
2156. Donna, got another winner.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what to do. Alan at truthabouttrucking.com. Just send your email to him. That's Allen at truthabouttrucking.com with your name, phone number, and address. And we'll get that CD out to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to say hi to Richie, too, man. I've been following you forever.
Well, how you doing, man? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I've been following you since your truck came out on YouTube and started doing the research behind it. Heard you on satellite radio. Heard your interviews on there, and just wanted to say hi.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call, and just send me that email, and we'll be glad to get you that CD right to you. Just like to give away as many as we can. And I tell you what, let's take a little break here. Let's say we've been talking about this song, "Say a Prayer for Jason," and the artist behind this, John Johnson, is just the passion he puts in these things are just unbelievable. This is really a great CD. And again, to all our listeners, and all our shows are archived, so if you miss a live show, we get so many listeners from our archive shows. So if you're listening to this show after the live broadcast, I want to reiterate the Big Rig CD Jason Law Fund that David Ayers and Barry Allen, the songwriters, have put together for Hope Rivenberg and the cause for Jason's Law. Just go to askthetrucker.com, and at the top you'll see a button that says Big Rigs Fund, and just click that, and it'll take you to the fund page. And between now and September 15, 2010, $3 of every purchase will go to that fund to help Hope and her family and her fight to get Jason's Law passed. So I hope you all do that, because it's just an incredible cause. Say a Prayer for Jason, a powerful song in support of Jason's Law. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this song, and we'll hear more from Hope Rivenberg and all our guests about more on their thoughts about this song written in honor of her husband, Jason Rivenberg, as we continue the inside stories to the release of the new music CD by Allen and Ayers Productions. So stick with us, and we're going to play Say a Prayer for Jason, and we're coming right back.
Jason drove that truck, reaching for that blue collar dream. Hard working man, making a living, driving that big machine. He loved his son Joshua and Hope, his wife, but for $7 he lost his life, with nowhere to rest in between his loads. He was shot to death on the side of the road. Say a prayer for Jason. Say a prayer for Joshua and Hope. Say a prayer for all the truck drivers stuck out on the road. Just say a prayer, say a prayer, say a prayer. They say accidents are up because of driver fatigue, but states keep closing their stops when they know that's what we need. You can't find a place, so you're stuck for the night. So you park on the road and you risk your life. I don't know about you, but it makes no sense to me. If they'd pass Jason's Law, you'd have a place to sleep. Say a prayer for Jason. Say a prayer for Joshua and Hope. Say a prayer for all the truck drivers stuck out on the road. Just say a prayer, say a prayer, say a prayer. Life's about doing is right, and doing right has no price. Pray they'll pass Jason's Law in his name. Joshua and Hope, say a prayer for all the truck drivers stuck out on the road. Just say a prayer, say a prayer, say a prayer.
Prayer for Jason, one of the great songs on this CD, just unbelievable. Listen, I just want to say thanks to everybody in the chat room. I'm just sitting here doing the best I can, reading what you're saying, and you know, there are a lot of good people in trucking. You hear so many bad sides to it, but you guys are great here in this chat. Hope, there's so many people in here. Wanted me to tell you that their prayers are with you, and they love this song. And I want to thank Eddie in the chat room. He's just posting out the links and everything for us. So, Eddie, I really appreciate that. And Kathy Cass is in there. My prayers are with you, Hope. Others, J.W. Nall, that was a great song. The Great Palace, Jason Hope, and to all the kids, all truck drivers, prayers are with you. Just on and on and on. This one guy, let me get up here. Boy, they're just going so fast. Where is this? The Great Palace. He puts in here, I have a beefed-up stereo in the truck, and I will be playing this song loud as heck when I go back home to New York. So, Hope, this song really has touched a lot of people, and this CD, I think, will do a great thing to bring more awareness to Jason's Law, because like I said at the beginning of the show, the theme of this show tonight really is to bring together the release of the CD and the inspiration which motivated its creation. So I just wanted to let you know what everybody in here is saying and want me to share with you.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, everybody. I mean, David and Barry for doing the CD, Richie for the offers, and you and Donna for all of your hard work. Honestly, thank you guys.
I mean, we got to thank you for you doing what you're doing. It's not about us. You're the one that's.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I don't know how this is going to sound, but you're the one that was at loss, and now you're doing this for everybody else. So it's obviously you're the one that has to be thanked, not us.
Oh, that's
not. But I can't do it with all of your guys' help, honestly.
Well,
everybody's help.
Well said, Richie. Because I mean, you know, it's just you've gone with Congressman Paul Tonko to Washington D.C. I mean, it's such an unselfish act, and it's just remarkable what you're doing, and it's such a needed law. And we'll touch more on the National Call-In Day for September 15th. And make sure we still get that information out. Let me grab this real quick call, and then we'll get on with, let me see where they're calling from. Area code 512, that's a great state of Texas. Let me pull you up here. This thing will cooperate. Boy, we've got a lot of people on the line here. If you're trying to call and getting a busy signal, just keep trying. Love to have you on the show. But caller from Texas, area code 512. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alan. This is Danny Deaver with You Follow It down here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Doing fine. Just wanted to let you know I was following the show, enjoying the music and the thread, and definitely will be contributing to this good cause myself.
Oh, thanks, Danny.
That's great. We appreciate it. How's everything going for you in Texas?
It's going really well. It's hot as usual. I'm sure as you probably have heard from talking with some of the drivers and whatnot, but certainly it's been a pretty good summer for us down in this area.
How's your new app doing?
I'm sorry? Oh, the ad's doing really well. And we're hoping to, you know, follow up with you guys as well and come up with some good ideas, you know, to help the trucking community, you know, to attack some of the challenges they have out there in the industry.
Yeah, Danny has an app. We've been talking back and forth. I'm glad you called in tonight, and we really do appreciate it. I know Hope appreciates it tremendously that you're going to support this cause. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate the support, and thanks for calling in. And again, if you're just tuning in, Big Rig CD Jason Law Fund, just go to AskTheTrucker.com, click on the button at the top that says Big Rigs Fund, and that'll help the Rivenberg family and the cause for Jason's law. Area code 302, I believe that's Delaware. Go ahead, you're on the air.
You know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is. What's up?
Not much of nothing, except hope my prayers go with you and your family, because I know what you're going through, because I have scared the living daylights out of my family before, years back. So I definitely know what you're going through. And I have been writing my senator. Matter of fact, I got a meeting with him this coming Friday here in Delaware.
Oh, you're great. That's great.
Believe me, he doesn't like me too much right now because of all the emails I've been sending his way, so to speak, if you understand my meaning. So,
well, that's okay. I mean, Hope, that's what it takes, right? I mean, that's the purpose of the call-in, just to keep calling and writing. And, I mean, at least if we don't get anything done, at least we'll know that there's a lot of us out here that we want this law.
Very true, and our family's not going away until it's done.
Donna,
I know two
kid,
songwriters
right?
ain't going away either.
There you go. Hey, I think we need another question. I feel like giving away a free CD.
Okay, go for it.
What is Hope's oldest son's name?
Oh, okay. Okay, Hope Rivenberg's oldest son name. Give us a call, answer the question, you get a free CD. And, you know, hey, David and Barry, I wanted to mention, too, here, these are such a great song. I'm sitting here looking at them all. I can't pick out which ones that that I like the most. But I tell you, what's the story behind this Big John's Coming? Because that song had such a great ending that it just kind of took me by surprise. I'm sure everybody does. Is there a story behind that thing? Or did y'all just make that up?
There's a story behind it.
Okay.
that song is a takeoff of a joke that is, I don't know how old this joke is, but it stuck in my mind for so many years. It was such a great joke that I just said, someday that joke has got to be put to a song. And there's not many songs out there that are written about a joke. Of course, Toby Keith did one. You know, I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great song.
You know, that's a great song. I mean, I'm not comparing this song to that because that's a great song, but. This is really just taken from a joke. It goes back as far as I can remember, and that's how that song was written. I just said that joke has got to be a song. So again, John did a great job with it. When we first did it, he just couldn't get it, and vocally couldn't get it, and. We just kept working at it, and then finally the one time when I went to the studio, I said, man, we got to do this over. You can do it. And he did it, and it came out great. I don't want to give anything away about the song. I mean, you got to hear it all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
But it is a funny, funny song. It's kind of on the lines of Ray Stevens, with something that Ray Stevens would write.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a great song. That's what I like about this CD. It just has a little bit touch of everything. Listen, I got to take a break, another break. Let's just liven things up here a little bit. Let's play Big John's Coming to Town, and we come back. We've got about 30 minutes left. We'll wrap it all up and talk a little bit more about the September 15th call-in and bring Richie back up and see what's going on with him and his websites and talk a little bit more about these songs. And again, be a part of this Big Rig CD Jason Law Fund. Go to AskTheTrucker.com, click on the button at the top, Big Rigs Fund, and your support is really appreciated. So we'll be right back after this short break. Big John's coming to town. Another great song on When the Big Rigs Don't Roll CD. We'll be right back.
I pulled up to Rose's truck stop outside of San Antonio. Thought I stepped out of my cab into the twilight zone. Truckers all around me looked at me and stared. I even saw one cross himself and say a little prayer. A waitress grabbed my arm and whispered, "What you having, dear?" I just whispered back to her, "What's going on in here?" Somebody yelled, a woman screamed, someone fired a gun. Skinny Cook hollered, "Big John's coming, save yourself and run." Don't hesitate, contemplate, save yourself and don't slow down. Don't grab your stuff, ain't time enough. Big John's coming to town. Big John's coming to town. I looked down the street, couldn't believe my eyes. A wild man in a Peterbilt, a cougar by his side. Stacks were blowing flames when he locked those air brakes down. Big Cat followed him inside just like he was a hound. Man gave me the evil eye, shuffled by me like a bear. Grabbed six cans of Red Bull and downed them with a stare. Drank hot coffee from the pot, never blinked an eye. Right there on that spot that day, I thought I would die. Don't hesitate or contemplate, save yourself and don't slow down. Don't grab your stuff, ain't time enough. Big John's coming to town. Big John's coming to town. Tossed a 3-pound steak into a frying pan. Turned it once and turned it twice. Grabbed it with his hand. Ate it all with habaneros. Finished it with a belch. Flames flashed from his smoking lips. Breath as hot as hell. Then he turned and looked me in the eye with a crooked grin. Right there on that spot that day, I thought it was my end. Big man said, "Do you know me? I never seen you around. Stranger, we both better get out. Big John's coming to town." Don't hesitate or contemplate, save yourself and don't slow down. Don't grab your stuff, ain't time enough. Big John's coming to town. Big John's coming to town.
David, let me tell you, if that guy wasn't Big John, I don't want to see Big John.
I heard that.
I'd be running the other way.
I know that's right.
Yeah, Donna, you even like that song. You told me that was one of your favorites.
That is one of my favorites. That's one of my 10 favorites. But
yeah. Well, that's a combination that you find on this CD. Hey, Richie, I wanted to ask you, too. I saw where your East Coast Large Cars Truck Show is one of the fastest growing on the East Coast. Is that right?
Yeah, well, like I said, we've had – well, I started a website about 5-6 years ago,
And then everybody was asking for a truck show, and I wanted to do it right the first year, and I wanted to do it independently. It's the first time an actual truck driver has put on an event for other truckers, and I didn't really want to associate with any organization or any anybody else that, you know, except truckers and run it myself. And then we had the first annual truck show last year, which was a great success, even in the bad economy. I try to make it fair, fair admission, fair for everybody. My biggest prize at the end of the day is making everybody happy in a nice get-together. It's not even, I don't do it for the money. I'm not in it like other truck shows for profit. It's nice to break even. I'm happy with that. And the biggest thing that sets the truck show apart is that it's a trucker's show by a trucker, and then we judge our own show. That means if you come with a truck, you're automatically a judge. It's a participant's choice, not people's choice, participants. That means if you bring a vehicle, if you bring a truck and enter into the show, your actual registration form is a judging form. So you do have to go out there and judge. And then at the end of the day, it's a truck show that we pick the winners ourselves. It's our event for us. And it's the first time it's ever been done like that.
Now, is this your main website, eastcoastlargecars.com? Because I know you have several of them, right?
Yes, that is my main website. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Don, we'd have to get up there and see one of those shows.
Yeah, I'd love to get up there. I've been dying to go up there for a while.
We'd love to go anywhere.
Pretty much.
So, hey, listen, Donna, your question, Hope's oldest son's name, that might have been a tough one for everybody. Don't have one yet, but I tell you what, Eddie in the chat room answered it. He answered it, Joshua, so let's just give that to him. How about that?
Okay, sounds good to me.
And he's doing a lot of work there in the chat for us anyway, so we appreciate that. So, hey, Eddie, just you know the routine. Send me an email, alan@truthabouttrucking.com, with your address, and we'll get that CD to you. So appreciate everybody's participation and everything. So, Donna, let's see. We have now you're going to post the national call-in day for September 15th for Jason's Law, right?
Right. We're going to have that post up on the blog. I think there's a few other people posting it, which is great. Also, I just want to let people know that they can take this embed code and put it on their website. They're welcome to share it anywhere they want so the word gets out even more virally.
The embed code of this show.
Yes, just go right on the Blog Talk Radio, grab the embed code and put it on your website.
Yeah, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/truthabouttrucking and click on the show that you want, and you'll see a share button, and then just click on that and copy and paste the code, and that's the code just for that show, just for that player. And we have our shows posted up all over the place on other sites. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Just kind of keep getting the word out there.
Yeah, viral is the best way to get it out there. And also, I noticed people have been wanting to buy the CDs in bulk. I think Barry and David have a special email designed just for that. That's that bigrigorders@yahoo.com. So anybody who's looking for bulk orders of the CDs, that's where you have to go. BigRigOrders@yahoo.com. I just thought I'd let that out. Oh, and we have five winners from the people who signed up for the event tonight. They RSVP'd, and I'd like to say those names if I could right now.
Okay, yeah, that's from the Facebook.
This is from the Facebook page. We took all the people who RSVP'd. A lot of people, you know, come on this show and they listen to it, but they don't bother with the RSVP. So, you know, that's just a small portion of who's listening tonight. But for those who actually went through the effort to RSVP, I kind of randomly picked these people, kind of picked a number, went to see what name matched it, and these are the names. So if you're listening, listen for your name. And if I mess up your name, I'm sorry. Bill Utsey, E-U-T-S-E-Y, Rhonda Parker, Bobby Fady, Larry Jimenez, and Terry Hinman. So if we said your name, you just got a free CD. And you can just email Alan at alan@truthabouttrucking.com, name, phone number, and address, and we'll get that CD out to you again. That's Billy Utsi, Parker, Bobby. It's my handwriting. I can't understand. But I know it's Bobby. Bobby is a. I recognized his name when I clicked on it. He was on our Blog Talk Radio show. Larry Jimenez.
Okay, so if that's your name, we want to get that CD to you. And Hope, I was just wondering. Now, what's the ages of your kids right now? Your ages of all of them? Let me see. Is she up here? Yeah, Hope. She having trouble with her phone? Hope, are you there? Okay, well, we lost her. Maybe she got...
I know the ages. They're 3, and the twins are, the twins are 17 months.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, yeah, she must have... Oh, here she is, coming back up here. Okay, Hope, you with us?
I am. My phone keeps acting up. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just curious about your ages. I mean, I know your twins are so young. Has Joshua heard the song?
Actually, Joshua sings along to the song.
Really?
Yes. The first time he heard it and he heard his name, he was like, Josh, that's me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, how old is he again? What did you say, Donna?
Well, now that Hope's on, she'll tell you, just in case I messed up.
Yeah, how old is Joshua now?
He's 3.
3, and he sings along with Say a Prayer for Jason.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
The song is worth it. David and Barry,
right there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, David and Barry, that's got to make y'all feel good, right?
It does. Yeah, if nothing else, it's worth it. I don't know how Hope does what she does with those kids like that. Anybody that has a little child, I mean, you know what you have to do. And to have 3 like that and then do what Hope does, I mean, God bless her.
You try to compare people with other people and not just... I don't know. Right before the show started, I was thinking who I would compare Hope to. That's somebody in history that's done something. And I hope this comes out right. I feel that she's the Norma Rae of trucking. You know, Norma Rae. I mean, she went up against the textile industries. You know, but the way the employees were being treated, and she didn't like it. She stood up for herself. And to me, that movie right there, that's who Hope is. You know what I'm saying? She's the Norma Rae of truckers. You know. She's going against
some
powerful odds.
Yeah.
But she's going to get it done.
Yeah, I think just so many people just don't know the work that Hope you have done and everything, and it's just remarkable, and I like what you said. You're just not going to give up.
No, our family is very stubborn. We're not going
to die. Well, that's good. Hey, David, I have Kathy in the chat room, and she's. I saw this question earlier, and my brain just can't go this fast following everything. But Kathy wants to know, can she have her local radio stations play Say a Prayer for Jason? How does that work, copyright and all that stuff? Can she do that?
Well, if they're a radio station, if they're licensed through ASCAP or BMI or CSAC, Barry can probably speak more to that than I can. But
okay.
You know, she wants to play it on her station. Our goal is to get this song out there and get support for Jason's Law. That's what this is about. This is to help Hope and get this out there for Jason's Law. And that's what we're out trying to do.
Right. But, so Barry, if she has a radio station or stations, she's trying to get Say a Prayer for Jason played on. What How does that work?
Yeah, yeah, go to any radio station. Most radios, majority of radio stations are licensed some way with BMI and ASCAP. They got to be. If they have commercials on there and they're playing Tim McGraw, I'm not going to say Tim McGraw, but any country artist or anybody else, they're licensed. That's how you know. I mean, if they're playing music, they're licensed. They got to be. So the only thing we're trying to, we want this song to make a difference, and we want all of our songs to make a difference, and we're asking people not to download it illegally, because we can't give, you know, financially if somebody's out there downloading it for free. We can't do that, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to protect the song, you know, to the point, you know, that, you know, we just in the music industry, illegal download has caused a lot of problems. It's caused the music industry trillions and trillions of dollars, and the people that lose from that. And I just want to throw this in here right quick. NSAI fights for the rights of songwriters in Congress, And you got to realize these songwriters, they have bills just like everybody else. You know, they're trying to live their dream, and they have medical bills, and they have health insurance just like everybody else, and they depend on that income as from the songwriter royalties to pay those bills. And we're just concerned about illegal download. But radio stations are fine. Yes, go to any radio station you want to, and tell them to contact us if they have any questions.
Yeah, I mean that's. That's what it's all about, huh? Get that message out about Jason's Law.
Yeah. We just want to get the message out in the right way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So any radio station right now, you know, anybody who's even listening and they want to play this song, they pretty much can play it. Is that how it goes?
That's
Jay?
Right. They can.
Okay.
We would appreciate it if they'd contact us, drop us an email, say, hey, man, we're going to play your song on this radio station. We'd like to listen to it ourselves. Maybe we can tune in, you know? We get excited about that as songwriters. And just let us know that, hey, you want to play it. And, you know, I think that'd be just common courtesy. Just let us know if they're going to play it or not.
Oh, sure.
I was I sent a CD today to Ear Jamming Gold in Canada, a radio station up there, that requested the CD because they wanted to play some of the songs on their station, you know, and we appreciate that, you know, and if there's somebody that would like a CD in for their radio station, we'll be glad to send it.
I'm going to be calling up. We have quite a few country stations here in the Ocala, Gainesville area, and that's kind of on my agenda is to call them up and let them know about it so that they can get this song out there. And, you know, the more people that hear it, the better it'll be. All the songs on the CD, I'll just send them over to you guys, too, and whatever you need to do, because I don't know legalities and all like that, but I would think just get it out there.
Well, we have to play by the rules, too, being a member. I'm a member of ASCAP, and Barry is a member of BMI. And we have to abide by their rules and regulations also to be a member. So, you know, we can't take anything on our own when we're putting stuff out there like this. So it's a lot of legality to a lot of different things that and Barry knows more about it than I do because he's up in Nashville. I would like to say something. We do have a song on here, and I need to tell everybody there's another great songwriter that's on this album, and the song is called The Trucking Brand. It's a great song, and it was written by a great songwriter, Aubrey Allen Smith, and maybe he can tell us something about this song. But
yeah,
it's a great song. You know what happens with your truck drivers when you're driving, and it's a funny song, but I'll let Allen explain that.
Oh, yeah, you had to do that, huh?
Yeah. It's a great song, Alan. I love it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate y'all adding it to the album, and y'all put your magic to it, too. So let's not put it all on me, but that's really a funny way that song came about. When my kids were little, I would always sit around with a guitar, and they would all sit around in a circle with me, and I would just make up, you know, weird, funny little songs on the spot. And it was just a little family time we had and just made up songs as we went along and just had a good time. And one of my daughters, Jordan, I guess she was probably about 10, 11 years old at the time. And, And she said, you know, you ought to write a song about trucking. And I thought, well, okay, let me just do that. So I wrote that song, The Truckin' Brand, in about 5 minutes, and then we were all sitting around playing it and singing it and having a good time, and it just kind of came together. So it was just one of those fun songs that came about just during a family time, and it also gave a message of what truckers go through out there with these four-wheelers. But, you know, I have to really thank you guys for just even adding it to the album. That was just a great thing for me, and you guys putting your little magic to it, and John Johnson doing his magic to it. It just came out great. It's just a great song for a great album.
Well, it's a great song. I mean, you don't play it because it's a great song. I love it.
I just hope we're gonna get to hear it on this show.
Yeah,
I was gonna play it towards the end of the show. So
okay.
This is, not so much for me, but just what you guys have done and what you're doing for Hope and everything that Hope's done, and people like Richie who are out there. I mean, there's so many people. I mean, Richie, like you yourself, you know, you're the perfect example. There's a lot of people just like you out there that are doing a lot of great things and helping out like this that people aren't even aware of. So we enjoy having, guys like you on the show and letting people know about that.
Thank you. And by the way, the album is great. I'm not a big fan of country music or any of that type of music, but I have to say I did receive them. I had heard a couple of tracks on the Facebook and a couple of links you guys have sent me, but I did play the entire thing, and even my daughters got into it, and I have to say they're very special songs. I mean, especially that the Say a Prayer for Jason, and I'm into like heavy rock and alternative rock and all that, but I actually had it down in the truck too, and gave my brother a copy, and I still have one for Kim and Gabe and a couple of my friends, and I'm going to look into that ordering that bulk deal to maybe sell them at English Town. There's a big truck show coming up in September now, the U.S. Diesel Nationals. And just through the CD alone is one of the nicest routes of getting the word out on Jason's Law. And just better than sending an email to everybody and saying it, you know, what happened. And some people might not read it and, you know, delete it. The CD, people might buy it because of the picture or whatever it is, but it's a way of getting it in there. And, having maybe somebody say, well, what is this Jason's Law? And then do the research and what's going on. And it's definitely a great outlet. I think if we all work together the way this is going on right now, me through the truck shows and through the people that follow me, obviously Hope through the mechanics behind everything, you guys with the music and the website and having us on here, and together as, you know, is the only way you can get these things done is through a team effort here. And we have a good team here.
Oh, yeah, we've got a great team. And listen, I want to try to call Trucker Strike 08 is in the chat room and want me to call them. Said they have a big announcement, so I'm going to try to give them a call here, get them on the line, and see what this big announcement is. So maybe this is something that'll...
Hello?
Hi, Trucker Strike 08, right?
Hey, guess what? I have really good news.
What's that?
I've been jumping up and down waiting, trying to get in the chat room. I have to email David the address for Sirius Radio so he can send them one of their CDs. They want to listen to it.
Oh, awesome, Danielle.
Yeah,
that's great. Sirius Satellite?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sirius Radio, XM, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I have that in my truck. I listen to it all the time. So, well, David and Barry, I don't know. I mean, is that something y'all would be interested in?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good to us.
We'd love to. Yeah.
Hey, I told Barry a while back, I said, Barry, I will hook you guys up on Sirius Radio, whatever I have to do. I said, they will get one of the CDs one way or the other. And I just got the email back right whenever the show was going on.
Oh,
so,
great. Well, Donna, you know,
good work.
Daniel with Daniela with a, what's your name again?
Trucker Strike 08.
I've got too many names in front of me, but Donna, this is a lady that you were saying that has just done some awesome work.
Oh, Danielle is a nonstop power machine when it comes to the trucking industry and helping drivers and whatever she needs to help them with. She's got a blog up herself. Unbelievable. She's got a newborn baby and a two-year-old and a three-year-old and
a four-year-old and a five-year-old.
it's just incredible. I'm in awe. And actually, it's people like Danielle that are actually an inspiration to me and other people, because if she can do all she does and Hope can do all she does with young children, then there's no excuse. If Hope's aunt is going through chemo and does what she does, then not one of us has an excuse not to put some effort forward. So, you know, thanks, Danielle. You're awesome. You know that.
I'm just doing it because it needs to be done, period.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's great.
On behalf of, you know, Barry and me, we appreciate all you do. I followed you on the Facebook and the websites, and you do an awesome job. We appreciate what you do.
I appreciate what you guys do as well. And, I mean, for those that don't know, I'm Trucker Strike 08. My husband runs the Drivers Alike website, but he's in and out, so I just kind of do it whenever he's gone and get what needs to be done.
Well, that's great. And, Hope, you know, this is what you were saying earlier. I know you and Donna were talking earlier, and even though there are, you know, some out there that hasn't even heard of Jason's Law, I know you told Donna earlier that, still, you have seen a really great amount of support for this, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's been amazing.
And is how often do you talk to Congressman Tonko?
I talk to his office about once a week.
Oh, do you? Because I know
yes,
he.
I do.
But, pardon me?
No, yes, I do. It's about once a week.
Once a week, okay, because I know he's really been a big drive behind this too. So we like to put his name out there and, you know, thank him for all he does also. But
yes,
Danny,
we're
okay,
still working very hard.
Being that we're on the subject of XM series, I'm pretty good friends with Meredith Oaks and Chris T from the Free Women Show. They've had me on quite a bit. They actually came to my truck show. I did forward them.
I lost them again.
You guys there?
Hey, Richie,
yeah,
that's who
you.
Wants
yeah.
the – Richie.
Yeah, I've been
that's
on their show
the
quite a few times. I was actually down at their studios, and now that Daniela brought this up, I did forward all this information of what's going on tonight about the CD. I do send them all my updates on everything to Christy and Meredith or Free Willing on the Road Dog, and I'm sure that they're cooking something up you know, with this deal, and I'll
awesome.
Be sure. They're actually locals. They live, Chris and Meredith live like 3 miles from me, and I'll be sure to have to make sure they each get a copy of this a CD, and you know, and see what they want to do with it, because like I said, they even Chris actually came and broadcast it live at my event this year, and you know, and had the whole show live on XM. From my truck show, so I'm sure he'll be interested in doing something with this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And Hope, we've got you back up there. I know you dropped off, but we see you there again, so welcome back. Playing phone tag here, so all right, well, Trucker Strike 08, thanks. That was good news. I'm glad I called you.
Well, there's no sense in always bringing bad news.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Hey, Richie.
Well,
yes.
Meredith is actually who sent me the address, but if you can get it to her personally, that would be even better.
Yeah, I definitely can. I mean, they live very close to me, and I'm in contact with them quite a bit. And we're actually discussing a couple of things about the fundraiser that I'm having the 25th. But like I said, I forwarded them all this information, what's going on with this, and my next move was actually going to be to get them the CD over to them, you know, and see what they wanted to do with it, but I'll definitely do it.
Good deal. At least she's interested. I emailed her a while back. She's interested. She wants to hear it. She gave me the address. You can do that.
Great. Yeah, they're always behind anything. Anything that's, you know, for a cause like this. I mean, they're 100%. They have a great show. They do a great thing on there. I mean, it's funny. It's fun.
But when it comes down to serious matters, they're behind it.
All right. Well, great. Well, hey, Barry, why don't you give out you and David's website, too? I don't know if I've done that yet.
Oh, it's Allen Ayers Productions.
AllenAyersProductions.com, and Ayers is spelled A-Y-E-R-S, right?
Yes.
That's right.
AllenAyersProductions.com, and again, we just encourage everybody to be a part of the Big Rig CD Jason Law Fund, and just go to AskTheTrucker.com, click on the button at the top that says Big Rigs Fund, and that'll lead you to the page where you can purchase a CD, this great CD by Barry Allen and David Ayers. And between now and September 15th, $3 of every purchase will go to the Jason Law Fund to help Hope and her family and to continue her plight for Jason's Law. It takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and we just appreciate everybody's support. Donna, anything you want to add?
Well, I have one final question, and everybody should know this, and it's going to see who's on their toes and listening. This will be for the final CD. What is the next national call-in date to Washington to get Jason's Law passed? What is the date to the national call-in date? Our number to call in is 347-826-9170.
Okay, so last question of the show. Got about 10 minutes left. So, David, Barry, anything y'all want to add here at closing?
I'd just like to thank all of y'all for what you do. And it, you know, we appreciate it. Y'all put a lot of work into this, and I know it's a lot of hard work and a lot of time. We appreciate what you do, appreciate what Hope does, and Richie, I've been following you, and I can tell from your post you're a really caring person, and we appreciate what you do, and thank you for letting us use your pictures.
Yeah,
The other thing, I wouldn't want to make you mad, buddy, because you got muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, not quite.
Yeah.
Not quite. Not yet.
Yeah, Ricky, I want you to come here and show me how to do that.
I'm competing in a pretty big bodybuilding show in New Jersey State in 2 days, so I've been getting ready for that for like 2 months. And it's not too fun the last couple of days here, you know, pretty much eating down to nothing, just turkey and some fish and stuff. But that's my other side project. Like, it's not enough already what I do, but between trucking and the websites and the truck shows. But you know what, like stuff like this, even like I said before, I don't want to take too much time saying this, but like I said, the truck show is a fun thing. It's a great thing. And it can be even much more if we can come together and make it for a cause. And like I said, I would love to, incorporate something for, you know, and reference. Like, we had the table there last year for Jason's Law, but make it more official, make it more part of the event. If Hope is willing to do it, I'm sure, you know, whether the law gets passed or not, you know, even if it does, great. I mean, but if it doesn't, we just keep at it like I do. You know, I'm not a person to give up. The more times you fall, the harder you get, the stronger you get up. And not to be negative, but you know, it's going to get passed. It will get passed. We'll make sure it does.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, that's what it takes. Everybody working together. About winding down here. Got to get this caller in. Let's see if this is a winner here. Caller from Missouri, area code 314. Go ahead. You're on the air.
That would be me. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right, that will be September 15. This is Eddie Gachevet.
Oh, okay. You're the one that's doing all the work in the chat room for us.
That would be me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know the routine, right? Shoot us an email, and your address and last four digits of your phone number, we'll get it to you.
I got it. Thanks.
And thanks for all your work you're doing there. Listen, do you know Richie or anybody here? Because I noticed you're pretty up on all this.
Well, no, but I've been reading about it and I've been following it. It's a great cause that I am interested in seeing passing. And being a truck myself, pretty much about 500,000 to 750,000 miles, I know sleeping on the rump is not all that fun when you know somebody can just knock on your door and, you know, bang you on the head or something like that. So this is something that is very dear and very close to me.
All right. Well, all right. We appreciate it, and thanks again for everything you're doing in the chat room, and I really appreciate it. So about to wind down, I think Hope, we lost Hope again, but we appreciate her being here, and thanks for joining us this evening. David, Barry, Richie, and Hope, if you're still listening, appreciate you all being here. Thanks again.
Thank you for having us, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, and a great cause. I hope you will show your support, and this is a great way for you, our listeners, and all of you who will listen to this show after it's live from the archives to help the future of those wonderful children of the Rivenberg family, Joshua, Logan, and Hezekiah, and Hope, and the main thrust behind all this, again, like Barry and David has mentioned several times, for the cause of Jason's Law. And you heard Richie Acosta there. It takes all of us, so we can just all pull together, do our best. And again, stay on top of AstroTrucker.com, all the blogs out there, everybody who's helping to announce the September 15th date for the national call-in for Jason's Law. We have to let these congressmen and senators know that we want Jason's Law. It's needed. It's just a very important bill that needs to be into law. 3.5-4 million truckers out there, 1.3 million long haulers, they need a safe place to rest, and Jason's death will not be in vain. So that's what it's all about. David and Barry, thanks for all you do. Richie, thanks again for being on the show, and Hope, if you're listening, thanks so much for joining us and being here. And that will do it. And again, remember, for those winners of the free CD giveaway, send me an email with the last four numbers of your phone number with your address, and we'll get that CD to you. And we just appreciate everybody tuning in for this very important broadcast to just bring light again to Jason's Law and the importance of this bill. So we hope that you will show your support. Again, ask the button at the top of the page, Big Rigs Fund. Just follow the links, and that'll take you to the page that will show you how you can be a part of this Jason's Law Fund. So thanks again, everybody, for being here. And listen, it's a great CD. Get out there and grab one when the big rigs don't roll. So from the CD again, here is, and I said I was going to play it, I guess I have to, so the Trucking Brand from this CD by Allen and Ayers Productions. So until next time, for Truth About Trucking Live, I'm Alan Smith. Drive safe, everybody, and thanks for listening.
I've been driving these rigs since 79. Never got a ticket, never crossed the line. Dinner's on the table, but it's gonna get cold. Gotta get going, I've got freight too low. Well, I was running through Atlanta doing 58. A four-wheeler cut me off, so I slammed my brakes. Well, the truck went left, but the trailer threw right. And I saw my life flash before my eyes. I'm just trying to make a living, running the road. Loving my family from a cell phone. Nobody understands, can't get no helping hand. Lord, have mercy on the trucking brand. I was fighting the wheel, and the next thing I know, I hit the sidewalk, and over I go. Falling so fast, I had no time to scream. Burning hot metal flying all around me. Well, I laid there for a minute, living out of my head, not knowing if I was alive or dead. The highway patrol said, let me give you a hand. And he laughed and said, son, you better check your pants.
trying to make a living, running the road, loving my family from a cell phone. Nobody understands, can't get no helping hand. Lord, have mercy on the trucking brand. At me and my burning rig, checked out the damage that was done to the bridge. Feeling a little crazy and dizzy in the head, barely heard the words that officer said. $10,000 fine and your CDL is gone. Better call your mama to come take you home. 3 million miles and never a glitch. The four-wheeler only got a slap on the wrist. I'm trying to make a living, running the road, loving my family from a cell phone. Nobody understands, can't get no helping hand. Lord, have mercy on the trucking brand. The trucking brand.
Okay, thanks again, everybody. 3 minutes to go. Thanks again to everybody in the chat room, our listeners, our callers, everybody on the lines. Appreciate you being here. Thanks to all our special guests. And again, just want to reiterate the purpose of this show, although the CD is just fantastic and it's an exciting event. The purpose of the show was to bring together the release of the CD and the inspiration which motivated its creation. And the inspiration really comes from Hope Rivenberg and just all the work she does for Jason's Law. And everyone who has joined in on their blogs and their websites to discuss Jason's Law and the importance of its passing, be watching for our blog on AskTheTrucker.com. We'll keep you posted on the national call-in date for September 15th to call your congressmen and senators, and we will all come together and work hard to get House Resolution 2156 passed into law. That's what it's all about. So thanks again, everybody. And again, come be a part of the Jason Law Fund. Help Hope Rivenberg and her family in this pursuit for Jason's Law. AskTheTrucker.com, the button at the top of the page, Big Rigs Fund. That's where you can find it. And we hope you join us in this cause. And we thank you for all you do. So good night, everybody. We'll see you next time on Truth About Trucking Live. I appreciate everybody being here. Thanks again.